Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Shit List, your Patreon exclusive show where I, Blessing Adeoye Jr., go online and find a top 10 list and bring it back to Tim, Buggin Geddes, and Roger Corney on the ones and twos.
Ooh.
We judge it for your amusement. Tim,
mm-hmm.
I decided today I want a banger of an episode.
Good. Okay, let's bang it out.
And so, of course, I went to thegamer.com.
Of course.
I went to see what list they got. And they have a list from 2 days ago.
Ooh.
Or updated 2 days ago, I should say, called The Best Nintendo Switch Games of All Time.
Oh, my lordy lord.
And I figure this is a one. This is one we can have a lot of fun with.
Yes. Yes. Well, top 10. Is it a top 10?
That's a good question. I'm going to assume it's a top 10. Once we get to the last entry, we'll know for sure.
Because I feel like at this point, number one, especially if it was updated 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's Tears of the Kingdom.
It's got to be.
Would you like to know the answer? How many of
them? Yes.
There is 18.
18.
Okay. Oh,
that's a game changer.
That changes things.
For sure. But I mean, let's just talk about what we know will be in top 10.
Mm-hmm. Tears of the Kingdom.
I think Mario Odyssey.
Mario Odyssey. I think right after Mario Odyssey, Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
I think you had to put both of them, especially since we're talking about Switch games.
Yeah.
Both of them get on there. I think because the way lists work, you want to break them up somehow. And so I think you go Tears, Mario, Breath.
Yeah. I hope so. I can see them being like, oh, we only want representation for one of them. So,
yeah.
But we'll see. 18's a weird number, you know?
Very weird number.
I mean, I feel like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe has to be there,
yeah.
Even though it's a little bit weird. But at this point, there is so much content that is unique, or at least unique in the Mario Kart 8 engine.
That's the question, is how many ports do you get from the Wii U, or ports in general? Because, like, Mario 8 Deluxe, I think the argument is easy, but then you get to Metroid Prime Remastered.
Yeah, that it gets really complicated because there are a lot of incredible games. I mean, and so here's the problem. There's remasters, there's just like enhanced ports, and then there is things like Smash Ultimate that are like somewhere in between.
Yes, I mean, Smash Ultimate has got to be high.
It's going to be on the list.
Because that is like, that is a new game, as much as I hear that, right? But like, I think that's top five.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was number three.
Yeah.
If Breath of the Wild was even lower.
Right now, on what I have written down, right? Tears of the Kingdom, Mario Odyssey, Breath of the Wild, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Smash Ultimate. That seems like a very strong top five right there.
That's fantastic.
Except for Animal Crossing.
You're right.
Animal Crossing, I think it might have to be a lock.
It might be number three.
Fuck.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's a good call. I think Animal Crossing could be above Breath of the Wild in this context. Because
dang.
When you're talking about the impact, it's a different kind of impact, right? Both these are impactful games. But like Animal Crossing New Horizons being that, like, you know, number one selling game behind Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, right? Like, it had a moment. It had, like, one of the biggest moments we've seen a game have in the last 5 years.
Man. All right, let's keep going with the franchises and, like, try to exhaust it there. So, Mario, what'll be represented there? We got Odyssey for sure, Mario Kart 8,
Deluxe,
I think, for sure, Smash Brothers.
I'll say probably none of the sports games.
No sports.
Yeah. What about, do any of the Mario Parties make it?
Oh, Mario Party Superstars.
Mario Party Superstars is really good.
I
could see that
top
in
18. Yes,
I can see that in the 10 to 18 range.
Yeah. Yep. We do have a hard question here of New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe, which I don't think makes it.
Yeah.
Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury.
I think it makes it,
and I think it deserves it.
I agree. I think I could see that. Maybe bottom 10.
Yeah.
Maybe even towards 10 to 18.
Ooh, Mario Maker 2.
That's a good one.
I can see that being top 10.
Top 10. I guess,
maybe like 10, you know?
I mean, here's another one. That's a big one that we've not even talked about. Xenoblade.
Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
That has to be top
2. 10. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. And, you know, that's outside our wheelhouse. But, yeah, no, people love that. Splatoon 3.
Splatoon is probably a good one. Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Splatoon. Ooh, where do you think Splatoon ends up?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think that high.
Yeah,
I think it's on the list, but
that strikes me as like a number 9 or 10 for some reason.
Potentially, yeah. Pokemon is another big one, right? Where we have Let's Go, Pikachu and Eevee. We have Sword and Shield.
Mm-hmm.
We have Scarlet and Violet, and we have Legends.
That's such a weird.
It's a weird mix
because like all of them have their faults.
Yep.
Right, all of them have things that are wrong.
I feel like Legends makes it. People
really
love Legends.
Yeah.
I
think Legends probably like lower on the list, but on there.
I feel like Legends and potentially Sword and Shield of those.
Yeah. I know those aren't the picks that we'd make, right?
Yeah.
Like me and you are probably going to put Scarlet
in there. Oh, 100%.
Because
yeah,
that's a fucking great ass game aside from how fucking broken it is.
No one's doing that.
But Sword and Shield wasn't as broken. And Sword and Shield is a complete finished game, yes. Even though I feel like it's uninspired.
Yeah. You know, it's pros and cons to it, but Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, I think doesn't make the cut.
What about Fire Emblem?
Oh, Metroid Dread.
Oh, Metroid Dread. Yes, Metroid Dread is top seven.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe
and you're
top
right.
five.
Fire Emblem, Three Houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, this is a strong.
Yeah, man, dude, the Switch
has a strong library. I mean, we've not even like exhausted what we're.
Link's Awakening.
Yeah, that's on there.
You guys have also not talked about any indies or anything like that.
Yeah.
Which also, I think that's a big wild card there.
I would be surprised.
Is Hollow Knight on Switch?
It is. I'd be surprised if indies make this list. Like, if you're going to make a best Switch games list, I think there's enough content there that's just the type of games we're talking about. We'll see. I don't know what this looks like, but
if we see one indie on this list,
it changes everything.
Well, I'm going to say that if there's only one, we're going to get Stardew Valley. I look at Stardew Valley, like at least at its launch, that was such a Switch associated thing.
Interesting.
I don't.
Am I wrong about that?
Like, Steam. Like that was very much a PC game.
I see Hollow Knight more as a Switch thing.
Because Hollow Knight was originally taught, and I feel Celeste as well. We're like co-marketing whatever with Direct. I don't know. Something about this feels like we're not going to get indie games, but like, I could be totally off.
I think we might get a couple here and there.
My boy Lou and my boy Goo. Luigi's Mansion 3.
Good call.
Which is so good. Have you played through Luigi's Mansion 3?
No, I've not played any Luigi's Mansion.
Look, I know that this year is the worst year for me to tell you this, but Halloween's coming up, bless. Mm-hmm. I know you're the king of it. I know at least at some point you were.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you want to get into the spooky season. Play a little Luigi's Mansion 3.
We'll see. I'll get some goo in my life. Oh, we'll see about it. All right, I think it's time.
Yeah, let's get
into
it.
I'm very excited to see what this looks like. So this is top 18 again. This is from The Gamer. This is written by two people from The Gamer, Sam Hallahan and Rebecca Phillips, updated 2 days ago. Starting off at number 18, we got Splatoon 3.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you
like,
know what?
I'm with it
so far.
I mean, Splatoon 2. I don't know if there's like a argument of which is better.
I don't know either.
Because I played Splatoon 3, I was severely underwhelmed by my experience, but also like I know that fan base is out there strong. But I also remember like conversations about the online and shit. We'll see when we get there.
Yeah.
At number 17, we got Hollow Knight.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It changes everything.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I think we're going to see a couple more indies.
Yeah. I think Celeste will be here.
I think Celeste. I'm still going to say Stardew. I think there's a chance that Stardew is on here. At number 16, we got Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Okay.
So far, I think this abides by what we've talked about. At number 15, Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition.
Oh, wow.
So
that's the Wii game.
Yeah. I think that changes things. I think we see Metroid Prime Remastered on here.
Yeah.
Which I'd be all about because that's a fucking good video.
I mean, it's freaking good, man. I can't believe that you're going to experience Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door.
I'm so excited. Like,
and it looks so good.
At number 14, Kirby and the Forgotten
Land. Oh, we forgot it.
We forgot the Forgotten Land. Oh, man.
Fuck, man. I want this game so bad, Bless. It's so good.
This is like.
Horseman me, please.
This is a top 10.
I agree.
I think this. I know this like the Switch library is very strong, but yeah, Kirby and the Forgotten Land I think is one of the shining gems of the Switch library. Yeah. At number 13, we got Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee.
Whoa!
I don't know how I feel about this one.
Yeah, here's my thing. Having recently platinum to this game, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Like in January, I caught them all and I did the goddamn thing with it all. I feel like these games get way too much hate. And I think that they are the most inspired art style that we've had of the Switch Pokemon games.
Okay.
When you look
I can take that.
You're like, this looks truest to what Pokemon, quote unquote, is supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. And the very anime-esque character designs that they have, it just, there's great. There's a lot of emotion and stuff. And I feel like because of the art style, the lack of VO doesn't get in the way.
Yeah.
Whereas Scarlet and Violet, it's awkward as fuck, Bless.
Yeah.
And I could tell you that having last weekend played through the Steel Mask.
Why do both Sword and Shield and Scarlet and Violet have like musical scenes? Right? Like I believe there was a band in Sword and Shield at one point. And then Scarlet and Violet, there's like a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why are we doing this when there's no VR or the VO?
Yeah.
Like, why are we doing this? But I will say, Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, I like those games, right? Like, I had fun with those games. I do think, putting them above Kirby and the Forgotten Land and Pokemon Legends, I'll take either way because I didn't get far into that game. And, like, that game hurt my eyes. And so I can understand putting the edge above Pokemon Let's Go for it, but I don't know. Kirby in the Forgotten Land, it's got to be higher. That's a low for that game.
Yeah.
Next up, at number 12, we got Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury.
Fuck yeah, show some respect.
That feels appropriate.
God, Bowser's Fury was good.
Very good. At number 11, we got Stardew Valley.
Wow.
Yeah. I there like you go. I remember the conversations, like listening to podcasts and people like being like, dude, it was always on the Switch that people were playing Stardew Valley. And I think there's this atmosphere of like games that just like fit, like even if it
I
is,
get that. I just feel like it came out so late on the Switch. Like, really? I feel like it came to Switch last. I
no,
could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure, I was going to say you're wrong, and there's not you're wrong for the show. I'm pretty sure it was day and date.
I mean, it says after launching to overwhelming success in 2016. Yeah, was always going to make its way to console. So it came out a year later.
Oh, a year later. Okay.
Man, well, I thought it was even more than that. But hey, great game.
Yeah. There you go.
Now get the top 10.
And number 10, Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Yeah.
This seems right. And number 9, Metroid Dread. I would have thought higher.
I mean, I'm just happy it's on the top 10, man.
Yeah.
God, this game is good. God, the Switch is good, bless. Can we just talk about that? I know there's a lot of shit that hurts our eyes and stuff, but then we get a Metroid Dread, baby.
Oh, my God. Boss battles in this game.
Oh.
So fucking good.
Colors, man.
And number 8, we got Monster Hunter Rise, a game that came out exclusively on the Switch at launch, console exclusive. Yeah. Came to other platforms later on.
Our first third-party game that's not indie?
Yes.
On this list?
It'll have to go through. But yeah, I believe that's accurate. All right, cool. Awesome. I can buy it. I think that makes sense. Next up, at number 7, we got Metroid Prime Remastered. Let's fucking go.
Cool, man.
I keep going on the debate of, do I include this game at my end of year top 10? And as we get closer, I think I might, just because like I want my top 10 to be bangers.
Yeah.
And like, now the question is, if I'm going to put this on my top 10, how high does it go? Because this is one of the best games I played this year.
I mean, it's one of the best games you played ever.
Like, if I look at my top 10 right now, it's probably top 3, top 2.
Hey, man, let your heart speak.
That's a good video game. Like,
real
I'm
damn good.
I'm upset that it took me this long to play Metroid Prime Remastered, or Metroid Prime, period. At number 8, or no, sorry, number 6, we got Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Wow, at number 6.
Number 6, which brings us to our top 5.
So we got Odyssey, we have Breath of the Wild and Tears, I imagine.
Both of those. Animal Crossing. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Oh, yeah. There we go. I think that's the 5. Yeah.
Is there a chance we only get Tears of the
Kingdom? Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Well, because, yeah, we've not gotten Link's Awakening.
That's what I'm rooting for.
Yeah.
Let's get spicy here. Woo! In the top 5.
Have we gotten Xenoblade 3 yet?
We got Xenoblade 1, though.
Yeah, so I think Xenoblade 3 has a strong shot at top 5. Fuck, this might be a spicy top 5.
Do we get another Pokemon game?
We didn't get Luigi's Mansion 3.
That's true.
And that's really good.
Luigi's Mansion 3 top 5, though.
5's real high.
Above some of these other games.
Top 10, I'd give it.
Yeah. But. Top 5 seems a bit wild for Luigi's Mansion 3.
All right.
And number 5, we got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Okay.
And number 4, we got Super Mario Odyssey.
Whoa!
That's crazy.
All right. Number 1's Tears.
Yes.
Number 2's Animal Crossing.
Yeah, number three, Breath of the Wild, maybe? Or I guess Luigi's Mansion?
Luigi's Mansion!
You can't make this list not put Breath of the Wild on it, though. I don't think you can. I don't think that's possible. I don't think it's possible. All right, at number 3, we got Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Holy shit. All right, cool. So are they just going to do Tears and then Breath of the Wild at the 1 and 2 spot? Oh, wait.
Are we missing something?
Odyssey.
No, we saw Odyssey.
We did?
Yeah, number four.
Did we just see that? Okay. My bad. I'm getting stressed out here. I think they're going to do Tears in the Breath of the Wild.
Tim's freaking the fuck out right now.
We still haven't seen Xenoblade 3.
Or Luigi's Mansion.
I think that's a wild trio for where we're at in the top 2. Okay, so one of those isn't going to make it.
No.
Do they leave out Breath of the Wild? Do they leave out Luigi's Mansion?
I don't think Luigi's Mansion makes
top 3.
Or
do they leave out Xenoblade 3? I think the top 2 at number 1, Tears, and number 2, Xenoblade 3.
I think they're going to go Tears Breath.
That'd be crazy.
Let's see.
All right, at number 2, we got The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Oh my god, wow. Fuck it. They're like, I don't care.
Which tiers is it on?
Number one, Luigi's Mansion 3.
I mean, I will say, we'll see it and then we'll talk about it. Number
Can you
one,
imagine if number one was Luigi's Mansion 3 and this list just had something to say?
I that would be insane. And number one, The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom.
I mean, they ain't
fascinating.
Wrong.
Okay.
They ain't wrong.
Because I was scared. What I was scared about was like, what if, even though it says updated 2 days ago, what if it is like an out of date thing?
Yeah.
But yeah, like they just straight up did not care about Luigi's Mansion 3, which is fascinating because in the art for this article, I believe they have, yeah, they have Luigi with the Luigi's Mansion vacuum.
I like that. Throw us off. I will say, show some fucking respect to my boy, though. This could have easily been a top 20 list.
Yeah, right? Like, no reason.
No reason. The fact that it's top 18 feels like they have something to say.
Yeah, they do have something to say. Fuck like, Luigi.
They also got the Pokemon from Scarlet and Violet on there Maridon. In the top left corner. They have Maridon on there. It's like, I love that they're throwing us off with the header image. But yeah, why is this a top 18? Where
fuck
is Xenoblade
3?
Fuck
Luigi, man. Fuck Luigi. They've been saying that with their whole soul.
Fuck Luigi. Fuck the Chronicles. All
yeah,
three of
all
them.
All of them.
Except
for
the definitive edition. Insane. Insane.
Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is your favorite Nintendo Switch game? What's missing from the list? Only two indies, right? You got Hollow Knight and Stardew. No Celeste.
You know what? I'm going to give this list one thumb up.
Yeah, I'm going to give it one thumb up to you. I think it's a great list.
It's close to the two, but there's something
list.
About it.
Weird choices here for a top 18.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right.
Let us know in the comments below what games are missing from this list. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. Get shit on.